for educational purposes. In October 1929, the New York stock market crashed. By 1930, stock markets around the world and the banking system was in peril. The unemployment rate rose to 30% in the cities. Thousands of small farms were scattered across Saskatchewan and Alberta in the 1930s. Farming practices led to dust storms. Hailstorms wiped out crops. There was drought and plagues of grasshoppers that gladly finished off the job. Crops failed. Income dropped by 90%. The Encyclopedia of Saskatchewan. 66% of the rural population was forced onto relief. Canadian Encyclopedia. The Prairie Provinces were near bankruptcy after 1932. Relief was what is called social assistance today. In the 1930s, it was minimal and paid by the cities, villages and towns, not the province. Churches also helped. A social safety net did not exist. The federal government contributed a share between 1931 and 1936. Phil Ackerman of Moose Jaw was from a large family. He told me that when they lived at Fox Valley, Saskatchewan, he and his dad worked on local road construction to get relief and enough money so he could get a new pair of work boots. Many older family members left home to look for work. They rode the rails, wandering across Canada. Many went to Vancouver. Relief camps. If you were male, poor, homeless and unemployed during the Great Depression, you went to a relief camp. You were fed, housed, given medical treatment, tobacco, work clothes and paid 20 cents a day. Hence the name, Royal 20 Centers. The relief camps were, sort of, voluntary. But, if you didn't go and were caught homeless and broke, you were charged with vagrancy and sent to jail. These men are at relief camp number 28 at Shamrock, Saskatchewan, about 100 kilometers west of Moose Jaw on Highway 363. They worked on highway construction to survive. Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan. The Canadian government began to worry about the number of unemployed young men traveling across Canada. Their worry was not out of concern for the men, but out of fear they would organize and create trouble for the government. Canada organized federal relief camps under the Department of National Defense. They operated like military camps. This created resentment and discontent among the men. For example, a 1932 May Day parade in Regina involved an estimated 10,000 participants and spectators, and resulted in scattered violence and 9 arrests. In October, several hundred workers involved in a Regina relief project went on strike. On November 7, about 80 RCMP and city police dispersed a rally of unemployed in Saskatoon, which resulted in what the Canadian press called the bloodiest riot ever seen in this city. The Encyclopedia of Saskatchewan. As an alternative to the relief camps, the unemployed could work a 44-hour week on a farm and be paid $5 a month. Saskatchewan had 23 relief camps. The one at Dundurn housed 2,000 men. Item 1.0144.05 Relief Project Number 44, Dundurn, Saskatchewan, Saskatchewan Archives. Relief Project Number 44, Dundurn, Saskatchewan. Working on a railway grade, Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan. Relief Project Number 44, Dundurn, 1934, Provincial Archives of Saskatchewan. In 1936, a federal Liberal government was elected and the camps were phased out and unemployment support was organized. A total of 170,248 men participated in the camps over the 5 years. War and the Faithful. Many of the young men and women who joined the Canadian military in WW2 and who fought and died were teenagers and young adults during the Great Depression of 1930 to 1939. These men are protesting living conditions and unemployment in Vancouver in 1935. These men are marching off to war. Wikipedia. The British Columbia Regiment, 28th Armored Regiment, coming down 8th Street in New Westminster, British Columbia on October 1, 1940. Photo caption. Wait for me, Daddy. Claude P. Detloff. This famous photo was taken by the Vancouver Province newspaper photographer Claude P. Detloff. Many of these loyal Canadians were in relief camps or in the 1935 Vancouver protests against living conditions for the unemployed and 5 years later, left Canada to fight the Nazis and protect our country and our freedom. Killed in action. 122 men from the regiment were killed in WW2. Many of them, including two brothers who we killed, marched in this parade. Brothers. Lieutenant Colonel Donald Grant Worthington, Kia August 9, 1944. Major John Robert Worthington, Kia August 18, 1944. British Columbia Regiment was part of the Royal Canadian Armoured Corps. The brothers were serving with the 28th Armoured Regiment during the Battle for Normandy when killed. This memorial, at the Beatty Street Drill Hall in Vancouver, is dedicated to the 28th Armoured Regiment, the British Columbia Regiment. It was erected by the BC Regiment, CVWM, 28th Armoured Regiment, the British Columbia Regiment, sacred to the memory of the 122 OFFICERS, noncommissioned officers and men WHO made the supreme sacrifice.